And them is the potatoes. That was what I was going to tell you about.
Okay. Potatoes.
Shortly after my dad bought the farm from his dad, potatoes was a lot of people raised potatoes in them days.
Yeah.
And he was gonna make a big killing on them. Well, just that field south of the big bend, them hills up in there. Just west
sloping
of
sloping field there.
Yeah, west of the Thorson Road. That was all new land. It had been just cleared recently, and it was going to be his first crop of potatoes.
That cleared of trees?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was brush and everything. They cleared it out. I don't know if the whole field or how much it was, but he had some potatoes up there. And in the fall of the year when he dug them, they were $2 a bushel. And Dad says, my dad told us, Grandpa John, I want to sell them potatoes for $2 a bushel. Grandpa says, no, he says, you better hang on to them. They'll be worth more money in the spring. So when the spring turned to come around, after handling the potatoes 3-4 times, sprouting them and sorting them, and I don't remember how many bushel they had, but he said, probably 100 bushel that he's going to sell. And they put them in sacks and took them down here. There was two docks on there, Walker Dock and the Nesson Dock in Glen Arbor. I'm not sure if it was Nesson or Walker. But he had sold them to some buyer come in from Chicago and bought the potatoes. And Dad was supposed to have them down the dock on such a certain date, and the ship would pick them up. The boat would take them down to Chicago. But Dad says he could have got $2 a bushel for him in the fall, and the spring, he got 50 cents a bushel. And he said he hauled him down here and put him on the dock, and the last he knew, they were still sitting on the dock, and the sprouts come right up through the sack. He said the last he heard, he says they pushed them all over into the bay.
It seems like potatoes are cursed that way for farmers. Yeah. I know my dad told a story. He grew up on a farm, similar thing, that his dad was going to hang on and get a better price.
Yeah.
And he handled them that many more times and brought them in, and they offered him about 25 cents, and he ended up feeding them to the cows.
Well, last he heard, they pushed them right off the dock and just dumped them off into them. Lake Michigan. So I couldn't forget to tell you about that deal.
That's the life of the farmer, isn't it?
Yeah.